Is she in here?
She is.
She is.
Okay.
And to answer your question earlier, I'm not sure if she would give you lodging.
Oh, okay.
But you can see, I'm not going to promise anything.
Okay. Yeah, well, where it wasn't pre...
If not, can you pay for it and get reimbursed?
Yeah, I can.
Wes, are you ready?
Yep.
Lodging tonight.
Plans changed on my part, so... But I can get reimbursed. The only thing is that...
That might be what you would say.
But you're right here.
Oh, okay. Well, I can just do it and then get reimbursed.
That would be great. Try to process that as quick as possible.
Okay, well, yeah.
So has the state sent out the W-4 or W-2s?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if I've gotten it. I'll have to. I've been looking for it.
Did you request to print one?
You know, I don't know if I did or not. If I didn't, what can I do? Print one out somewhere?
Yeah, I have to go in the system and get it.
Okay.
I think I just got mine this past week.
So did I.
I don't remember, but to be honest. I don't think I've seen anything.
Kathy says it's in the mail.
Okay, it's in the
mail. I mailed them all.
Wait, how long ago?
It was last week. Might have been Wednesday.
Okay, I'll look here.
If you don't get it by next week,
yeah.
Okay.
And I've got a tax file. I threw everything that had tax on it.
Yeah, I was going to hand it out today, but I thought,
that's right.
You lose them.
I remember we talked about that.
You carry them. Okay, I'll look a little hard. They're a typical.
Yeah, the little.
Yeah, three. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Are you ready, Wes?
Yes.
Yep, I'm ready to roll.
All right, so the next quick item to cover on the agenda is initiate the Executive Director's annual review process. The board has now, everybody on the board has been through that process before. If there's no questions, concerns, changes that need to be made, it would just be a matter of putting the gears in motion, which would involve passing a form off to Dr. Van Zandt for her to complete and a request to Bill and Julie to put together to update some numbers for us on a tracking spreadsheet that we have. But does anybody on the board have any comments or questions concerns about the process?
I don't think there's any concerns that we need to change anything anyway.
Okay.
I'm good.
All good.
All right. So since Becky is not here, typically I ask her to do that, but in the next week or so, we will get a request into Bill, to you, and to Julie to update that annual tracking spreadsheet that we worked together, put together. Okay. And we'll go ahead and get you a copy of your annual questions that we ask you to complete, and that'll get things started. Part of the process that the board follows is also communicating with the public. That's one of the reasons why we're here, communicating with staff when we can. I know some of us are going to try to be at the state staff meeting. So, coming up here at the end of March, is that right?
April. March.
End of April.
Yeah, April. April 11th.
Okay, so middle of April. So, during that time, if there's any, if you have comments, questions, concerns that you want to make sure that we know about, please seek us out. We'll make sure that we try to make ourselves available, particularly there, but you're always welcome to get a hold of us. The same with the public, please feel free to contact the board. Our email address is on the website, or some of you know who we are, and feel free to give us a call. That works as well. So that's all I have on that topic. We will get that process started because the actual review will be conducted at our next quarterly board meeting in May, providing we have one in May. We haven't set the date yet. We'll figure that out. So the next uh, The next item on the agenda is our last public comment time. The only other topics on the agenda after this is just final announcement. I'm sorry, is discuss and decide on meeting dates for this next year, and then also focus topics that we might like to cover in future meetings. So if there's anybody from the public that has a question, concern, comment, now would be the time to state your name and we'll get you on the list.
Barbara, Carol, Nancy, was there a fourth name?
If you could go ahead and get Barbara the microphone.
Yes.
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you. I would just like to remind everybody that a lot of us out in the public aren't alphabet soup people, and I don't know, maybe I should have known or whatever, but I don't know, for instance, what OCIO or something like that is.
Office of the Chief Information Officer.
Okay. If when you're, you know, discussing things, if you could at least one or two times say what an entity really is or whatever, that would be helpful to some of us out here.
Good point.
Thank you.
Good point.
Very good point.
Thank you. I really try to do that, and guess I fell down on the job this time. Good reminder. I think the next one is Carol Jenkins.
Mine is actually an invite for the commissioners, anybody who wants to come see the remodeling that's happened in the Lincoln office in the center, please feel free to come in, and I know we'd be happy to unlock the doors and show it to you.
Awesome. Thank you. Are you inviting people
after this meeting?
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't mean right now.
No, yeah. Not today.
I didn't expect it this minute, but if this is an invite
for future time
to give you a call and schedule it, or if you are inviting people to come after the meeting. Okay.
Thank you, Carol. Let's see. Nancy.
Nancy.
I'm passing on a message from Lisa Kelly with Outlook Nebraska. She needed to leave. They have started a goalball league, which will be starting next Saturday, the 11th. And so she encouraged people to come and join the league. And then also, we have collaborated with a lot of entities and created a vision resource coalition, and for the second year we will be having a vision resource fair at Westroads, and the consumer organizations have been a part of that. Our agency, any organization, Talking Book and Braille Service, Weigel Williamson, any organization that really is working with individuals that are experiencing vision loss have been a part of that. So that will be April 29th at Westroads from 10 to 2.
Thank you. That's in Omaha.
Very cool.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you, everybody. Is there, before we move on, is there anybody else who wishes to seek the floor? Feel like an auctioneer, going once, going twice.
Yeah.
All right,
go.
Sold. Discussion of focus topics. Well, let's do this one real quick first, because this is going to be easy. Discussion of meeting dates for locations for 2017. So, I am going to go ahead and propose to the board that we look at May 6th, 2017. Mm-hmm. July 29th, 2017, November 4th, 2017, and February 3rd, 2018. So typically that is the first Saturday of the month that we generally meet in, and then with the accommodation of July, where we brought it ahead 1 week. How do those dates sound for everybody?
Great to me.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Can you repeat those dates?
Sure. They'll be in the minutes, but May 6th, July 29th, November 4th in Omaha, and February 3rd in Lincoln.
Thank you.
May I ask you?
What about July 29th?
We haven't got a location yet. Give us just a minute.
I have a question about the July-August.
Yes.
I thought that the August change last year was due to a specific event with scheduling.
Same thing this year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. County Fair, right?
County Fair.
And Mark's ACB Commission.
Okay, it was the ACB that...
It's a leadership. It's a conference.
Conference.
And
yeah.
that's
that
in
week.
Your...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Very good.
Okay, so typically we hold the November meeting in Omaha and the February meeting in Lincoln. So I have those locations tentatively written in. Is there any suggestions for a location for the July and May meetings?
One of those I think we should go is a Scott's Bluff.
July then.
I would say we do that in the summer. You know, we're not.
You guys can get out of some humidity and come out to Scott's Bluff in July.
I'd kind of like to check out that fair.
Yeah, there you go.
When was the last time that we did that, Pearl? Or Kathy, do you remember?
It's been a while. I can't tell you.
I was on the board then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That hasn't been too long ago.
But when we actually went to Scott's Bluff, it's been a little while.
Has it been 4 years?
I think about three.
Okay.
Yeah,
3 or 4 years.
All right.
Close enough.
All right, so I'm penciling Scott's Bluff.
For
July?
For July.
Yeah.
And then May. Any suggestions for May?
Have we done Norfolk recently?
Last year,
okay, well, nice.
Well, Kearney.
Yeah.
They went there recently.
Yeah. Last year in July,
but
Oh, okay.
Kearney, didn't we just do a retreat? We didn't do an actual meeting.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we didn't have.
Yes.
I think.
No, we didn't make it over to the office and.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we could. Kearney. We could do Kearney.
Okay.
And just for the public's sake, we are happy to hold these meetings. You know, take suggestions from the public as to where to hold these meetings. We're happy to, if somebody from Shattern were to say, we'd love to have you come here, we will be there in a heartbeat. I don't think I've ever received one of those requests, though, and we've asked countless times. So instead, what we tend to do is to, since we're not being requested to come to a specific town or location, we're holding them where we have offices. And in that regard, it gives our staff an opportunity to come and to participate in the meeting. So that's where a lot of that, where those choices are coming from. If anybody in the public would like to have us come and meet in their area, we'd be happy to do that. And in fact, I would go as far as to say that these locations are not set in stone until we actually do an official meeting notice in the paper. And so if somebody were to come forward, you know, we'd even look at changing one of these meeting dates, the location of one of these meeting dates. So with that then, for the board, I don't know if we have to actually vote on this or not, but what the heck, we will. So I'm proposing May 6th in Kearney, 2017, May 6th, 2017 in Kearney, July 29th, 2017 in Scott's Bluff, November 4th, 2017 in Omaha, and February 3rd, 2018 in Lincoln. Do I hear a motion to
so moved.
To move to go with those? Second?
Second.
Okay. Chad seconded it, not me. Chad, we have to do a roll call vote. So Chad?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
And yes. Okay. All right, so that's where the dates and locations where we'll be meeting. The next item on the, or the going back one item, the other item we had to cover was focus topics for the upcoming year. I have a couple things written down that I would like to propose, but before I do that, does anybody else on the board have any ideas that they wanted to bring forward as possible suggestions?
No, just other than what we already had, and I don't have a copy of that, that we compiled at that retreat. Kind of went over some things, but I don't even remember, honestly, what them were, so you go ahead and...
Yeah, what's your list?
Okay, so what my list is I want to go back and hit WIOA once again.
Yes.
Specifically, the topic that I have here is the old rules versus the new rules. So basically, what changed? We're finally, hopefully, I think, getting closer to, WIOA has been on the books for almost two years now, and all the committees have been meeting, and regulations are finally being written on how we actually operate. And so it's not so much of a guessing game anymore. So I'd be interested in getting a comparison of, you know, what's changed, what was the old way of doing things versus the new. So that was one of them. The other one that I had was a little outside of the box of how we've done things in the past, and possibly going and asking a couple people from the outside of our organization to come in and give a presentation to us, specifically from NCEC BVI and from the Department of Ed. So I didn't know what anybody thought about those.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So not so that we can learn more about the organizations that we cooperate with and better understand those relationships. So those were the three that I had. I don't know if, like I said, if you guys had anything you wanted to add to those, or if those sounded like something you were interested in.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Absolutely, ma'am.
NCEC, BVI, and Department of Education, are you thinking of those as separate ones? Or
yes.
Okay. Thank you.
NCEC, BVI, I'm thinking of that obviously as its entity. And when I'm thinking of the Department of Ed, I'm thinking more of the public school system.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And those letters stand for what again?
Yeah.
Nebraska Center for the education of Children Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired.
Yep. Just thought I'd be the devil's advocate.
Good job.
Yep.
Another thing, I suppose I could just go down to the Omaha office just once people get that AWARE program rocking and rolling. I'd like to see how it works.
Mm-hmm. So that would mean that the next meeting, we do not typically have a focus topic because it's the May meeting when we do the executive director's annual review. So that would put those three focus topics in place for July, November, and February. The only one I have a concern about is the one regarding WIOA. And Pearl, when do you feel that it would be you or your staff would be able to do a presentation like that for WIOA? Because I know things are still happening.
Sure. I would say at any of those dates, we could present where we're at by that point. So
okay.
I don't know that there's ever going to be a point where, yes, we know everything by now.
Okay.
So I would say more what to consider is if you're going to ask somebody from Nebraska City and State Department of Education,
right,
you're not going to invite them to the Scotts Bluff meeting.
Yeah.
You can invite them, but
I won't come.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably
yeah.
Almost need to do them two in November and February.
So that would be my only.
And then maybe the WIOA.
So, yeah, so WIOA in July.
In Scotts Bluff.
What are those letters?
Workforce Incentive.
Innovation.
Oh, Innovation and Opportunities Act. And then no How about the Omaha NCBVI in Omaha in November? Or not NCBVI, I'm sorry, NCECBVI. And then Board of Ed and State Department of Ed in February.
Likely good options.
And I suppose if we contact the School for the Blind in Nebraska City and tell them the date and propose this and ask them if they'd be willing to come. If they have a conflict, we can maybe switch the dates around. So, okay. So everybody's cool with those topics? If you have,
yep.
Again, those aren't locked in stone by any means, so if you guys have a topic that you would like to see covered, we need to tell people we need to know a little bit more than a month in advance, but we got some time before July, so mm-hmm. if something were to come up, certainly bring it up to the group and we could change things around. All right. So any final announcements would be that our next meeting will be May 6th in Kearney, Nebraska. Probably at 9 a.m. That's when we usually start. Location to be determined as far as where we'll be hanging our hat that day.
I recommend the Holiday Inn there.
All right. And we will...
it's brand new and nice.
Yeah, and the top... we'll be working on the Executive Director's annual review at that meeting. If there's... Does anybody else have any final announcements? Nope. Okay. We are only 10 minutes over, according to my watch. So thank you all very much, and we are adjourned.
Yeah.